Hello, and thank you for joining the Momentum for Change podcast series. Chances are that you're listening to this podcast on your smartphone. It's amazing to think how these devices connect us to each other and the entire world. But I'm not just talking about using your smartphone. The way your smartphone is made also connects you to the world. For example, did you know there are at least 30 different minerals in every smartphone? What's more, those minerals often come from conflict zones, where many mines are controlled by warlords and armed groups that use profits to bankroll battles. A social enterprise in the Netherlands has produced what has been heralded as the world's first ethically sourced smartphone. Fairphone improves access to conflict-free minerals while increasing fair labor practices and reducing e-waste. To tell us more, we're joined by Bibi Bleekmolen, who is part of Fairphone's value chain team. Hello, Bibi, and welcome.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for the invitation.
My understanding is that Fairphone focuses on four areas, so mining, design, manufacturing, and life cycle. And I know each of these have their own challenges when it comes to their environmental footprint. And I'd like to touch on each of them one by one, if you don't mind. So let's start with mining. Tin, tantalum, tungsten, and gold are four minerals associated with conflict materials. How are those four minerals in the Fairphone different from the same four minerals that are also in, you know, an Apple phone or a Samsung phone, for example?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And in a way, every electronic company uses more or less the same types of minerals and metals for the production of phones. They come all over the world, and it's often very difficult to know where these minerals are actually coming from, because there's a lot of processing steps in between. But what you see with many other companies is they focus especially on a risk-based approach to make sure that there's a paper trail of warranties saying that we don't use conflict materials in our phone. Whereas as a social enterprise, Fairphone is looking for opportunities to create positive impact for mining communities all over the world. We identify responsible mining initiatives, such as the conflict-free initiatives from Congo and surrounding countries, or the Fair Trade Gold Initiative from Peru. And we try to encourage our suppliers to use these type of minerals from these sources as much as possible.
And I know design is another key focus area for Fairphone. So how did you design the phone to be long-lasting? And how did you design it so that people could repair it or recycle it more easily?
So with the Fairphone 2, we used quite some measures to prevent components from breaking down. For example, we integrated a protective case in the design of the phone. On the other hand, we designed the phone in such a way that it's very easy to repair the phone and replace components once they do break down. And we used a modular design that allows the user to replace, for example, components like the screen or the camera or the microphone.
And it's easy enough? I mean, if I were to drop my Fairphone and smash my screen, I have no experience whatsoever in repairing smartphones. Is it easy enough for someone like me to be able to replace the screen myself?
Exactly. Yeah. I also don't have a lot of feeling with technology and with repair. But even I can replace the screen under 30 seconds without using any tools.
Wow.
So it's really easy to do so.
And Fairphone's life cycle really sets it apart from other smartphones. I'm not going to name names, but with some smartphones, we see a new version every year. And the message to me as a consumer is upgrade, 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 buy, 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 even though there's probably nothing wrong with the smartphone you bought last year. So tell us how you take life cycle into account with the Fairphone and why is that important?
If you can use your phone longer and you postpone buying new products, then you can drastically reduce the environmental footprint of using mobile phones.
I guess the big difference between Fairphone and some of these large companies that are producing smartphones is that Fairphone is actually a social enterprise. So you're aiming for impact maximization rather than profit maximization. But actually, your business model is doing well. So how many smartphones at this point have you produced and sold?
In 2013 and 2014, we introduced our first mobile phone, which was the Fairphone 1. And of that smartphone, we've produced and sold 60,000 phones, which were already sold out before they even came to the market. And this year we launched Fairphone 2, and as of yet we already produced around 35,000 pieces of the Fairphone 2, and we're aiming to sell around 100,000 phones of the Fairphone 2 in Europe.
What is the one thing you'd want to tell listeners from all over the world? If there was one key message you really want to drive home, what would that message be?
Definitely to spread the word and to create more demand for fairer electronics. And we're now talking about phones, but if you look at laptops, tablets, refrigerators, there are so many more products that actually have these same challenges in the supply chain. And I really encourage everyone to use the example of Fairphone as a way to create demand for everyone to work more sustainably and in the end to create a fairer electronics industry at large.
Well, I'm sold. So my next phone will definitely be a Fairphone. I can guarantee you that.
Great, but only if your old one is broken.
Exactly.
If you still have a functioning phone, that's the one you should keep for long. But the new phone, yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Bibi.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm your host, Sarah Marshalden. You've been listening to the Momentum for Change Lighthouse Activity podcast series. These activities are shining a light on concrete climate change action around the world. For more information and to listen to other podcast installments, find us on the web at momentumforchange.org. That's Momentum for Change with the number 4.org.